So today, I'm unable to do PE today on doctor's orders, strict orders. I was in hospital this weekend with an infection in my hand. I've been on morphine and codeine, and he said, look, you cannot exercise on Monday. So I texted my wife on Saturday night and said, Rosie, I'm in bits. I don't think I can do it. And what did you say?
I am not taking the class, but I'm going to demonstrate the exercises because I want him to rest and let his hand get better. So
she's my teaching assistant.
Oh, fantastic. And show me what the board is behind you before we see some exercises.
So we've got teaching assistant Miss Rosie Wicks. We're doing a quiz, which is Mrs. Rosie Wicks. We got married, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mrs. Rosie Wicks. And the quiz is a history quiz. We've got spot the differences. We've got five different things around there. There's the evidence. There's our wedding photo. Look. So we definitely did get married last year. I didn't forget it. And we're doing a four-week fitness challenge. But basically, I spent the weekend in hospital in an NHS hospital in Kingston, where both our babies were born. Who, and you know, amazingly looked after our kids when they came out. And, you know, I was in that hospital and I was treated by someone from Ireland, Scotland, Iran, Philippines, Sri Lanka, India. And I thought, what a wonderful thing. You can walk into any hospital in the UK, you know, the richest man or the poorest man in town, and they'll take care of you and they love you and they look after you. And for me, that's such an important thing. And I feel so grateful. And so I'm going to dedicate this workout to the NHS and also announce that we've raised, guess how much we've raised, tell them, darling?
£200,000 so far.
£200,000 for the NHS Charities Together Fund.
That is amazing. Rosie, do you ever get a word in edgeways?
Sorry.
No, listen, I'm happy for him to keep talking. I just want to do the exercises in
Go on.
Your turn. I'm not used to this. He does this all day, every day.
So tell us how this is going to work today then, because, you know, we normally see Joe in the exercise gear, don't we? He's got his suit on and everything.
That's because he's dressed today as the teacher. So I'm the assistant. He did actually do a whole PE with Joe in a suit once because he likes to dress up. But yeah.
And Rosie, how much pain was going on Friday? On Friday, I was in so much pain. I was up all night Thursday. This infection started coming and I was like, I'm in bits. I got up and done the workout. As soon as it was over, it was throbbing. Went to the hospital and I just thought, there's no way I can do the workout. And even if I move it slightly, I mean, look, I'm not going to be too graphic, but it's an open wound and the infection's coming out. But my beautiful wife is going to demonstrate all the exercises. And she's had a baby 4 months ago, so she's amazing that she's stepped up and done this. And I said to her, you know, in sickness and in health, this is me in sickness. And to her credit, you know, I love her to bits. She said, I'll do it. Didn't even bat an eyelid. And for that, I'm, you know, really proud of her.
Look at that figure. A baby 4 months ago. You're killing me, Rosie. Talk to me through what sort of exercises we might see today.
So we've got a little list. We're going to be doing sort of jogging on the spot.
Will you? Let her get a word in edgeways, Joe.
Sorry.
I didn't know what I was doing, but he makes up the workout like right before we do it. So he's just been having me like test out the exercise. And I'm so out of breath already from doing like one of each of the different exercises. So I think I'm going to find this tough. So if anyone else is finding it tough, I'm going to be there with you finding it tough too.
We do get a break though. You do 10 minutes, then we get a little break in between. So it's 10 minutes, 2 minute rest. But we'd love you to tune in because the more people that tune in, the more money we raise through YouTube revenue, and that money goes to the NHS Charities Together Fund. Like I said, it's at £200,000 because we've sold loads of T-shirts, we've done loads of 50 million views. So the more people that come together, the more money we can raise for the wonderful NHS.
£200,000. That's absolutely amazing, both of you. Very well done. Just remind us, Joe, take us back where you came up with this idea in the first place, because you are a frustrated PE teacher, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I always was destined to be a PE teacher. It's what I went to university for. And I've been doing all my UK school tours. I've been really passionate about this for the past 4 years, visiting schools. And I was supposed to be on a UK tour. And when the schools closed down, I was laying in bed. I was like, there's no way I can stop this mission. I need to do something. So I had the idea of PE with Joe, a live workout every day, Monday to Friday. And I had no idea it's going to go on for so long. But I've been doing it for 6 weeks. This is my 7th week. I love it. We've had 50 million people take part around the world. And I'm super proud that now, today, I'm doing it with my wife, Mrs. Rosie Wicks. And hopefully even more people tune in today and cheer us on.
And Mrs. Wicks, what involvement have you had up until now? Have you just been supervising?
Normally, because we've got a 1.5-year-old, so if she's running around, I'm like stood in the background trying to make sure she doesn't touch any of the computer wires or anything.
Yeah,
because sometimes she likes to run in here and take part. Or sometimes we do it downstairs, we put it on the TV and we try and join in,
I've got a little note I need to read to as well. This is from my mum. Because, you know, every time you miss PE, you've got to have a note from your mum, right? Dear teacher, Joe is unable to do PE today because I forgot to wash his PE kit. He was also bitten by a dragon on Friday and had to spend the weekend in hospital. That's a true story. Indy was dressed as Zog and she bit me on Friday. P.S. His maths homework got eaten by a crocodile. So I'm excused by the doctor's orders and my mother. But Rosie will be demonstrating all the exercises, and I think it's going to be a fantastic work. I'm really excited. Are you, darling?
I actually am really excited, yeah.
You're up for it?
Part of it. Yeah.
And a quick thought before we, maybe we can see one or two exercises, but just before we do that, Jo, when do you expect to be back in harness?
Well, I'm hoping I can be back. I mean, they told me like 10 days to 2 weeks to be doing anything, but there's no way they're going to hold me down. So I'm sure I'll be doing it probably Wednesday. Do you mind doing it tomorrow? Today and tomorrow, yeah, and then you relieve. So Rosie will be with me today and tomorrow, and then Wednesday I'll be back into it. So let's demonstrate the squats. Yeah, we've got a good squat technique. So nice wide stance, straight back, sitting down into the squat, and standing up tall. So if I'm doing the lower body ones, it's fine. Just anything where I move the hand or do any kind of press up. Keep going, darling. Let's go. Oh, that's it. Perfect. Remember, inhale the way down. Exhale, you come up. Perfect.
He does train me normally, so I am quite used to this. That's why it doesn't feel too nerve-wracking.
I was going to say, Rosie, you obviously do a lot of exercise. Do you have a routine of your own that you could share with us? What do you normally do?
No.
Are you a runner? What do you do?
I'm being told what to do, though. I like to be told what to do rather than to just have to come up with my own.
I do love it. I come downstairs sometimes and she'll be in the living room with Indy doing one of our YouTube workouts, and I just think, go on, girl.
But also, I just leave a pair of dumbbells like by the TV, so every so often, because it's obviously hard with two babies, I'll just pick them up and do a few squats when I can rather than trying to fit in the whole workout.